Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Mick Murphy of The System. Please don't disturb this groove. Stay right here with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio and the rebirth of the Quiet Storm right here at www.lotlradio.com.
Just be honest.
Just be honest.
100.
Baby, 'cause I wanna love someone.
everybody. Hi. Thanks for watching me. I'm your host, Randy Cohn, and this is my show. Watch me now. My fabulous guest in the Playhouse tonight, the beautiful Demetri McKinney and the fabulous Candy Burris. Everybody, muzzle on you.
Muzzle.
You know, you guys are just besties. You're always besties on the show. I mean, now you're not even speaking to each other. Any truth to that, girl? Come on. Candy, come on. I know you got something to say. You've always got something to say,
always
right?
Always got something to say.
Well, actually, you know what? I do have something to
As
say.
As usual.
What?
Heaven sent you and I.
Good afternoon, family, and welcome to the zone of LOTO Radio. Just a little tidbit. Yes, Lord, we're going back, trade it all from the incredible Demetria McKinney. But as time moves forward, we get into a smoother side of soul, man, from Unnecessary Trouble featuring Candy Burris to now her new hit single, Easy, from her forthcoming album, Officially Yours. On behalf of the Teddy Bear and, of course, The Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio the captivating Miss Demetria McKinney. My queen, how have you been doing?
Oh, my goodness. When I tell you I love you, Teddy Bear. I am awesome. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, my love. I'm doing wonderful. And the same goes here. I love you, too. You know we got to support you. You know that.
Absolutely.
You have had an incredible 2 years, my love. Everywhere I turn around, you are everywhere. Television, magazines, you name it. I mean, how have you kind of just taken it all in stride and maintained, as far as keeping a maintained balance in your life?
You know, I think part of it, well, a huge part of it obviously goes to God, but the other part of it is my team, and that includes my son. My team is incredible. They hold me down, they hold me together, and they stretch themselves thin so that I can be the artist I need to be while they keep me in the loop of everything so I can still be the boss I need to be, if that makes any sense. And then on top of it, I love it. You know, so you make the time, you make the room, you make the way for what you love.
Absolutely. You know what? One of the things that I've always loved about you, you've always been outspoken. You say what you mean what you say. One minute I thought everything was beautiful from a personal standpoint. Next thing I know, you done switched up that quick. that quick. It was funny. I was out of town on business, and Tammy had sent me a text message, and I said, "You need to go to Instagram." I said, "What's going on?" "It's your girl, Demetria." I said, "Is everything okay?" "So you just need to go check." I said, Wait a minute. I didn't even have a shot. I said, "That's all right. I'll deal with it. I'll deal with the consequences. It's all right. No problem." But you know what? In all seriousness, I'm so glad that you're happy, and it definitely resonates in your music. Where do you feel that you're at right now, from not only from a professional standpoint, but also from a personal standpoint in your career?
I think my career and my relationship standpoint is all about growth at this moment. I've learned a lot. I've endured a lot. I've come through a lot. And now I have some true wisdom to share with somebody if they want it from my perspective. As for the relationship situation, you know, I was definitely happy. And there is no love lost between me and that other guy. But, you know, at a point, you have to demand more. And if that person isn't capable of that, you not only have to love them enough, but you have to love yourself enough to be like, all right, you know, we can take a step back. We can still be cool, but I'm going to go over here and I'm going to do this while you try to figure out your life. You know
right.
what I mean? And it doesn't come from a place of hatred or anger or anything like that. It's just two grown people trying to handle themselves in a way that's best for each other.
Well, the reason why I asked that, because when I'm listening to the song, and I've listened to it, I don't know it, maybe several times, is the vibe that I get from it. You've always been very strong, but now I sense a very even stronger Demetria McKinney as far as having a purpose in your overall life, basically saying, you know what, I'm not going to stand for any silliness. This is what I want. If you can't give it to me, I have to keep moving. Would that be somewhat of a correct assessment as far as where you're at now in your life?
I think that's very correct. You know, when I was in my 20s, which wasn't that long ago, but when I was in my 20s and I didn't quite know as much of who I was or what I wanted or what I should expect from somebody, you know, those kind of things were a little bit easier to deal with. And in all seriousness and honesty, I enjoyed being in that relationship. I enjoyed being with him. He is still one of my best friends. But as you get a little bit older, you know, closer to the thuds instead of the twuds, you have to realize that there are changes that come with that, you know?
Right.
And again, you know, I know who I am now. I know what I want. And even more so, I know what I deserve, which is why Easy had to be the first one to come out from the upcoming album. You know, it's talking about, you know, I ain't selfish. I ain't picky. I ain't stuck up. I ain't none of that. I just know what I deserve because I know what I give. And in the words of Whitney Houston, I give good luck, honey. So,
yes,
you know, it was just a time for a transition. It was just time for transition.
Absolutely, absolutely. And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you, but the teddy bear does. Forgive you, we're being joined by the incredible Demetria McKinney. Of course, the Demetrians are in full swing. Lord, they are here. They are here. The March on Washington has nothing on the Demetrians. My goodness.
I love it.
Have nothing on you. What is it? I mean, every time I've had the pleasure of conversing with you, you've always expressed the amount of love and affection and admiration that you've had for the Demetrians, how they've supported you through the good times and not so good times. What does it mean to you now as far as now you're taking that next step in your life and in your career, your journey, that they're still right there by you, supporting you in every step of the way?
It means we're working. You know, I don't take anything as a personal victory because I know that without my team, which does include the Demetrians, you know, none of this would be happening. Like you said, there have been ups and there have been downs. You know, people don't understand when you're an actress and you're not working on a show, you are what we call unemployed. So
absolutely.
You're not necessarily the most popular. You're not necessarily, you know, if you're not showing the television, you may not be as sought out at certain times, you know. But when you have those true ride or die, those non-fair weather people in your life, it just gives you the inspiration sometimes when there may not be any anywhere else. And sometimes, you know, you're running low on the truly, truly touched me, you know, to know that they have their jobs, their studies, their lives, their men, their moms, their everything. And they still take time out to make sure that I feel their presence. That means
absolutely
more than I could ever express.
Absolutely. And I want also, while I have you on, I want to give out a lot of love to your right hand, Angie. She has been incredible. She is you two together are just, I mean, it's just, it's really, truly amazing to behold. It's like you two are two, it's just as thick as thieves. And it's like you guys really, truly understand one another and you have such a ultimate respect for one another. What has she meant to you over the past 2 years?
Oh, wow. We've actually, I think we're going on 4 years now that we've been working together, and it's been thick as thieves from day one.
Okay.
Her personality is unique.
Oh yeah.
but because she is who she is and she's unapologetic for it, you can't do anything but respect that. She's very
absolutely
knowledgeable in what she does, and what she doesn't know, she has no problem admitting, but she will find out. And we've become really, really close friends. She's one of my best friends, her and RB, you know. She knows me and she respects that. And that's the hardest part of working with somebody that you are so close to. A lot of times those lines get blurred and it's really easy. But we know how to compartmentalize so well that it's been working really, really great. And even though she's a couple of fries short of a Happy Meal, I do appreciate her.
Hey, you said that. I didn't, my love. I'm not, hey, I don't want the boss coming after me.
Honey, she knows she's crazy.
I want to piggyback on something you just said, respect. I've always said, and I've been following you for a long time, you are an incredible actress. Do you feel that you ever truly got the respect, not only being an actress, but now doing the singing? Do you think at this point in your career that you're actually receiving the respect that you have so justly worked for?
Oh, wow, that's an awesome question, and I really can't answer that, because when you look at people like the Demetrians, who, whether I'm popping or not, respect and love me regardless, when you look at the temperature of the television industry right now as it pertains to reality TV and some of the stuff that comes with that, you know, I don't know if I necessarily want to be respected like some of those people, you know
right.
what I'm saying? But as far as my music goes, you know, the people who have been rocking with me and following me on social media and getting into my jokes and loving on my kid and all of that other stuff, you know, I think that whatever respect is there, I'm grateful for. And that only brings more.
Well, like I said, I must admit, as I told you before, I was a little bit apprehensive when you first told me about the Real Housewives. I said, oh my God, what is she doing? I said, but you know what? I said, you know what? But at the end of the day, you know, you planned your work, you worked your plan. And the old adage, you know, quitters never win and winners never quit. And, you know, you got where you needed to get to as far as from a promotional aspect. I mean, from there and having an opportunity to tour with R. Kelly, that was incredible. That was really incredible. What did you get from that as far as being able to perform in such as far as large venues? I mean, really to get your music out there.
Oh, my goodness. First off, I got the opportunity to pinch myself. R. Kelly has been in the game for for so long, and he has worked with some of my favorite artists, including Miss Whitney Houston. And to have him take me in as a sister and to treat me the way that he did was just mind-boggling. To see that he is truly a down-to-earth dude who just loves his music, who just wants to do music, and who just wants to live his life, me to share his stage like that, it was surreal. I got a lesson every single day. Every night I was out watching his show, whether something went wrong technically, whether I knew he wasn't feeling good and how he pulled through, the way he engaged the crowd. I mean, it was just an incredible on-the-job learning experience, and I cannot thank him enough for that.
Absolutely. Now, the album, I've been waiting very, very, very patiently for a long time.
Yeah.
It is just around the corner, officially yours. Can you tell the listeners out there, what can we expect from this album?
You guys, I'm busting it open naked. No, I'm playing. But I am. I'm as naked as I can be musically. You know, I'm fully exposing who I am as a person. If that means every now and then I got to say a cuss word in order to get my point across, you're going to hear that. If that means I was hurt, you're going to hear that. If that means that I'm happy, you are going to feel that. I want you to truly know me in a way that I don't think anybody has gotten a chance to know through any of the characters or even with the Real Housewives thing, because, you know, they create what they want to create with that. But
right. This
right here had to be called Officially Yours because it is me giving myself to the people.
My goodness. You know, that's refreshing here, because I remember the last time you said, you know what, Teddy Bear, sometimes it can be very challenging to be so vulnerable to people, because when you have a tendency to show a sense of vulnerability, people have a tendency to take advantage of it. And I'm so proud of you, right? As I said, you're really comfortable in your skin and you really know exactly what you want. And that's definitely a beautiful thing. And speaking of a beautiful thing, I know we have a lot of Demetrians on the line. So let's get to it. We're going to area code 561. You're on the line with Demetria McKinney, of course, the Teddy Bear caller. What is your name and what is your question? Go right ahead. Go ahead, caller, you're on.
You there?
Hello?
Uh-oh.
I promise I won't bite. Okay. She won't.
I can barely hear them. Are they on the phone?
They're on the phone. They're on there. I guess they're scared of the street. That's all right. We'll come back to you. We're going to area code 517. You're on the line with Demetria McKinney and the Teddy Bear. Go right ahead, caller.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on live.
Hello.
You're on live.
Hi.
Demetria's on.
How you doing?
Sydney.
Sydney, Simone, Shell Bells, and huh?
Okay, I didn't have a question. I was calling. Hello.
Oh, you just
calling. Hi, it's been a while. I got to make sure I come and see you guys soon.
So, how do you like the new single?
Easy. Hello?
Can you hear me? Yes.
Okay, I guess her call dropped. Wow, okay. She'll call back. We're going to area code 773. You're on the line with Demetria McKinney and the Teddy Bear. Call her. What's your name? And go right ahead. Hello? Is everyone
shy?
Is everyone shy? My goodness.
Oh, wow.
I come in peace. I promise. I won't hurt anybody. I promise.
That's hilarious.
Well, anyway, hey, the new single, Easy, is available as we speak on iTunes. So how many songs can we expect from the new album, Officially Yours?
The album will have 12 songs on it. And the thing is, you know, there's no monotony on this.
you know, like I said, I'm presenting myself to the people, and no woman is one-dimensional. So you're getting to see all the different flavors of Dimitri on this thing.
Okay. Now, how many of the songs have you co-written? Because I know you definitely put your input on the first single.
Oh, absolutely. I've got about 50% of the songs have me involved in them. Actually, probably more than that. But I'm okay. also working with some amazing, amazing writers and producers. You know, Candy Burris is a force, has been a force musically for a long time now. And, of course, she did Unnecessary Trouble, but she's also got this other song called BS on there, which was produced by her, you know, and it's just the honest, honest, down to realness of what women think sometimes. And then there's another producer named Travis Cherry. He is phenomenal. I absolutely love what he had to lend to the album. And I got to give a big shout to my boy Carlos Ross. He's been A&R in the project along with me. I'm executive producing this thing. So, you know, it's really dear. It's really personal and it's really mine. So I'm very excited about it.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned earlier as far as the growth and going through different things as far as relationship wise and growing from that and learning from that. What message could you help, I mean, as far as you could give out to other young ladies or just women in general that may have gone through the same type of experience as far as to help them process as far as how to become stronger or basically saying, look, I'm going to depend on myself and this is the direction that I choose to go in and never lose the respect of who you are. What are some of the words that you could possibly say to them if they're looking for that kind of encouragement from you?
You know, it's really quite simple. There's nothing wrong with loving somebody. There's nothing wrong with being in a relationship, but you have to remember you. You know, even the relationships that come in the form of motherhood, you know, I love my son. I would never trade that blessing in for anything. But every now and again, Didi had to take some time out for Didi. Otherwise, Didi was going to lose it. And I think that when you put that into perspective and you remember that at the core of you is you, and before right. any of this other stuff came, there was you. It's an enhancement. It's an addition, but it's not to negate everything that you are. So remember right. you and all that you are.
It is challenging, you know, as far as being a parent and trying to, you know, being a parent and juggle that and also having a career. I know for myself, I have a 15-year-old son, and he's a handful, and it's something to behold. It's something to behold. For
yeah.
you, when you go, the industry can be really hectic. It can be very time-consuming. How have you managed to balance such a busy career and still have time, like you said, for yourself, but also for your son?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Dimitri, can you hear me? There you go.
Yes,
oh, okay.
I can. How have I had time to balance everything?
Yes. How have you managed to balance such a hectic, you know, as far as a hectic schedule, along with as far as home life is concerned?
You know, my son has been in this with me since he was about 3 years old. And
okay.
as I've grown, he's grown. And communication is the key, as with anything else. I talk to him, he talks to me, he lets me know when I'm doing a little too much, he lets me know how he feels about everything, and I have to respect that, because,
right.
like I said, you know, I can't negate the part of me that's a mom. I can't act like that part doesn't exist, and I can't act like that's not a huge priority in my life. So I appreciate the fact that he and I have been able to talk everything through, and again, you know, my team has become my family. My mommy, my godmother, Maria Harper. When I tell you, that woman has stepped right on time on so many different occasions just to make sure that I was cool. Tori Teron Rucker, my road manager, she has just been a godsend. And, of course, you know that kook Angie is always in the pocket. So I've had some help. I've really genuinely had some help over the years. And I know that I can't do it by myself. I think that's the first step, realizing that you can't do it all by yourself and making sure that you have people around you who truly enhance that and make it easier for you is key.
Now, I must say something. One of the things that I've noticed, comparing your voice, your vocals, from going all the way back to Trade It All to where you're at now, your vocals have improved immensely. And I said, wow.
Thank you.
That is really incredible. And you can tell the difference as far as the new single it's more polished. You can tell it's really polished from a production standpoint. What is Easy
right.
meant to you? How proud of you are you of this new single?
Oh, I'm so proud of Easy. I love what it says. I love who I am in it. I love the reality that had to come to me for that song to come. And I love the comfort I have in it and being able to say, yo, it ain't going to be that easy. You know, especially in a world where, you know, I just came off a show. We won't name no names because I don't want to seem shady, but I just came off a show where it seemed like it was so profitable to be easy. It seemed like it was
right.
so good to be seen with this person and that person for a bag, for a car, for a whatever, you know. And that just completely burnt my draws because I'm sitting here like we have these young ladies watching us. We have these young men watching us. When I go home every day, my son is watching me for the example of who his wife, his girl, his whatever is going to be. And
right.
if it seems so daggum easy, it's not worth it. Trust me, if she's giving it to you, it's because nobody else wants it. And there's a reason.
Mm.
Just, you know, I just, there's so much I can say about that. But yes, easy. Easy has made me very happy because I'm finally at a place vocally even where I am so much more confident in who I am and what I have to offer. Because I finally got back to remembering me. I wasn't worried about living up to anybody else's standards. Of course, you want people to like your product and like you. But at the end of the day, if I like me, I have a better chance of them liking me. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, my love. You sound extra confident. I definitely love that. And that's extra sexy. Lord have mercy. Let's get into it.
Hey.
The new hit, the new hit single from the incredible Demetria McKinney. Of course, Easy. From the forthcoming album, Officially Yours, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Yeah.
the incredible new single, yes, Lord, from the captivating Demetria McKinney, Easy, available on iTunes, Google Play. And for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And be sure to catch up with Demetria on Twitter and also on Instagram. My queen, you provided us with a slice of cheesecake. You have to be a little bit more patient to get the full entree, the album. What can we expect from you in the meantime? Because I know you've been doing a lot of touring as far as different interviews and so forth. When can we expect some live performances?
Oh, wow. Very soon. Very soon. I have the honor of being involved with the Love Domes tour. I'm looking forward to the possibilities that are there. Hint, hint. I'm also still doing some acting. We just wrapped the second season of Saints and Sinners. I played Tamara Austin on there. Yo, if you guys watched it on Bounce TV last season, make sure you tune in because we have truly upped the ante on that thing. I'm now in the show called The Quad. That's coming out on BET. That'll be out on the 1st of February. Saints and Sinners is actually coming out March 7th. And I am now an ambassador for Dark and Lovely's Au Naturel line. I just signed the deal not long ago, and we made the announcement a couple of days ago while I was in New York. So I'm super excited to be part of the Dark and Lovely family. And you guys, you know, y'all have been rocking with me with this natural hair. So if you get a chance to really try the products, you're going to love them.
Butterscotch and Lovely. I love it. It's a beautiful thing.
It's been good.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Well, you know, I love you to death. You have my undying support. Whenever the next single is ready, send it over. You know, we'll have you back on, and we will definitely debut it here first. I love what you're doing. I'm loving the mind space that you're in right now. Stay positive, and much continued success to you. And whatever you need, you know, we got you back, my love.
Thank you so, so much, Teddy Bear. Love you back. Thank you guys for always being so supportive.
God bless, my love. Stay safe out there and give Angie my love with a wild self. Lord,
will do.
All right. God bless. The incredible Demetria McKinney here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord, have mercy. Remember, family, the new single, Easy, available on iTunes, Google Play, and also on Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, be sure to catch up with Demetria on Twitter. Yeah, show that support, man. She loves you. Much love and respect to all the Demetrians who have followed her career and have stood by her through thick and thin. That's called loyalty. Lord have mercy. And speaking of loyalty, is it all right? Can we step back in time a little bit with some classic Demetria McKinney with Work With Me? Yes, you can. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Yeah. Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone, debuting my new album, Reverence.
Lord have mercy. It's definitely all about love. The incredible Nathan East from his new album. Yes, Lord. Reverence featuring Philip Bailey, Love's Holiday, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. I want to send out a very special thank you, of course, to the incredible Demetria McKinney. Thank you so much, my love, for joining us this afternoon. Remember, family, her new single, Easy, is available as we speak on iTunes and also on Amazon and Google.play. Also, I want to send out a lot of love to all the many listeners and supporters of LOTO Radio. It has been a fantastic the beginning, of course, of 2017, and also special love. Shout out to all the great artists that we've had on this week. Of course, Nathan East, his new CD, Reverence, and Gordon Chambers, fantastic new album, Surrender, Josh X, hit single, Heaven on My Mind, featuring the incredible Cardi B from his upcoming album, debut album, I Am, Josh X, due out actually this summer. And last but certainly not least, the incredible Mr. Justin Michael Williams, new album, Metamorphosis, hit single from that album, Here With Me. So it's been a wonderful week. And hey, won't you join the Teddy Bear? We'll be back on live next week. Yeah, next Tuesday, January the 31st, 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we welcome the incredible Nick West, hot new single from her EP, Say Something, of course, Bottom of the Bottle. It's definitely a beautiful thing. And remember, family, to get all the latest updates, let your fingers be walking. Stop by the official website at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com. Also, while you're there, 24-hour nonstop live streaming music. Ask and ye shall receive. It's definitely a beautiful thing. And also, you can catch up with us on Twitter at twitter.com/LOTO Radio. And also on Facebook. Yeah, we're definitely on Facebook. That's at facebook.com/LOTO The Comfort Zone. And last but certainly not least, you can also follow us on Instagram with the same handle. I want to send a very special thank you to my handy workers, my staff. Thank you so much for putting everything together. The fun has just begun with quality and substance. We got a lot to bring you, man. So on behalf of myself and the Zone family, thank you so much for your love and support. Without you, there's no Teddy Bear. So until next week, I want everyone to have a wonderful evening, a funtabulous weekend. And as in always, keep it soulful here in the Zone of LOTO Radio.
You're wondering.